Jay's got the fresh pots. We got the dead pops. But perfect background for a guest, by the way.
Hold on, here we go.
I wish I could smoke in my house. No,
that
I don't.
I do.
I mean, I do.
Hey, did you see that background, Joe?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if we can. I don't think we can do backdrops on the computer. I think you have to be on a phone to do that.
I'm on a computer.
Oh, wow.
He's on a computer.
We're on a computer.
Ooh, that one's. We're on a computer.
Oh. We had some movement for a second. Well, yeah. I started recording like as soon as we started talking.
That's what I thought, because I actually.
Solid opening 10 minutes.
That whole thing, you guys were gone. That was all the intro of the podcast, the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's perfect.
You guys make people work for some content, huh?
Oh yeah,
Pat. To move furniture around.
You should move your phone potentially closer to you so the mic picks you up a little hotter.
He's on his laptop.
That's fine. Try that. That's a little better.
It's okay. Jay sounds great, which is that's the most important thing because that's the only one actually being that we're gonna use.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, perfect.
We're just gonna mute us for the whole episode.
Yeah. It'll just be Jason smoking and like responding to nobody.
Just nods.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Cool.
Good to see you guys. It's been so fucking long.
It has.
Good.
When was the last time that was your show, West Duluth. That's the last time I saw you guys.
Yeah, we played pool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got really drunk.
Joe and I were terrible at pool. Like I feel like we both thought we were gonna be great. And
oh, dude, I have this like complex that whenever I drink, I think I'm like Jesus fucking Christ at pool. And it's like
you were really good at pool.
I used to be. I used to be really good.
So Jesus Christ was.
Yeah.
Oh. I guess I always sucked.
But I used to be better than that.
Tricks.
No, maybe not better than. The JC himself.
JC, he was, man.
The Jacob Carlson.
Very cheap.
That Jesus Christ was.
BC before Carlson.
I can do both.
Oh, you're going both, huh?
That's super cold. So.
I wish this was more cold.
Yeah, this could be, we could put that in the
Yeah, we have fridge. A fridge here.
I'll go do that. You guys keep doing your thing.
Yeah, we don't need you. Hey, can you also fix my face?
I don't.
Yeah, no hope for that one.
I don't know if there's anything we can do about that.
Yeah, that's actually right. Whatever you did right there. Okay.
The stand right there.
A little bit more, but just pull the stand over to my left. Okay, stop. Perfect. Nice. It's a little dark, but no one really cares.
No, I mean, people have watched our one in the van, and there's not a lot of great lighting there.
That's true. Dude, Jake's laptop is so messed up. The screen is like all cracked, and it's just like. Oh, man, that sucks. So, Pat and Jason. But Jason probably knows less about this than. Did you hear that I hurt my hand recently?
Yeah, you Jesus Christ yourself, right?
I did actually. Yeah. I swung it into a tree, and you might be able to see it, but I've got like this big stupid lump here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is.
It looks way gnarlier in person.
Yeah, it's pretty big. And so I talked to my doctor today, and there is indeed still a large stick in there that I have to have removed on Friday. So I have to go in for surgery and have somebody.
Just disc golf him?
Yeah.
No pain, attention to trees?
No, dude. It was like, it was a smaller tree. It wasn't like a bigger tree. It was like it was like a newly grown one, but it had these super sharp, like little branches with like things on them. And I just wasn't really paying attention to it because it wasn't a big tree. I thought it was a bush or something. And then like I just hit
Common
it
mistake.
Super perfectly. Yeah. And it was yeah. Kenny and I were out there. My, you know, for those of you not watching, you're my buddy, Kenny, but, for those of you not watching, that's great. Yeah. But, Kenny was out there with me. So like I went out and like hit it and like, it started squirting blood like crazy. And I was just like, oh my God. And I like got a towel I had with me that I was using to wipe dirt off my discs. And I like stuck it on there and just like pushed it down super hard. And I ran up to Kenny because for some reason I thought he'd have a better idea of what was going on than I did. So I ran up to him and I was like, I think something's wrong. And he's like, oh yeah, let me check it out. And I pulled it off and it was like, and he's like, yeah, that's bad. We should probably go.
And no, you didn't finish.
Not like a doctor or anything, but just like be done.
Just yeah. Like, yeah. No, I just like, I just don't want to see this anymore. Get the fuck out.
I don't do blood, man.
It was pretty gnarly. I've got like a towel that was irreparable.
Are you just keeping it as a keepsake or what?
Yeah, I haven't thrown it away or nothing. My hand, oh yeah, I could keep it out too, I guess.
You know, up on my wall.
Do some
what?
Huh?
So what a good time to do that because you can't really use your hand for much and going on in the quarantine.
Yeah, if I was working right now, it would be quite. I don't think I'd be able to do any gigs at all. I wouldn't be able to push cases or anything.
And if he was single, he would need to use that hand more often, but he's not, so.
No. Summer.
Oh, tricky hands.
Oh, darling.
Shout out to your darling.
Hey, babe.
Babe. So, yeah. I was thinking, you know, before we get too much further, we should acknowledge that Waldy is not here, and Jay is not, in fact, Waldy.
He is not.
Yeah, we should probably address that at some point. Maybe not right now.
We didn't once again switch drummers.
No. Waldy is just working in Kansas City right now with Plug Your Holes.
Joe will put a picture of Waldy in whatever remaining space there is on
probably
the screen.
Be down here, yeah.
either down here or potentially like right like.
I think like he should be like
that way,
like in the corner, like over in the like a corner somewhere at all times.
You're in the corner.
Yeah,
though.
Your corner is different than our corner.
Yeah,
it's completely different reality.
Yeah, like over here, it makes a lot more sense.
Okay.
In our reality.
Everyone's gonna be like, but he should be over in the here. Over here.
Speaking of old drummers,
actually,
though,
he should be right here.
Yeah, Joe's not gonna do that. I think he's done. I think he's done with that. We gotta stop doing that.
No, I'm rebelling. I'm not going to control me.
I think we did have the idea though at one point, since this is like the new format that we're gonna have to do all the podcasts on for the foreseeable future. We had the idea of getting all the old members of Cities Never Sleep on at the same time, which could be.
Yeah, it could be awesome. And it'll be a huge, like.
That's going to be a big undertaking.
It's going to be a lot of information for people to take in as well. Like there's going to be, I mean, just think about being able to like see how bad my memory is for all the things that we've done. Like, it's basically going to be, like, me telling stories and everyone who's ever been in the band correcting me all at once.
Possibly. That's probably what's going to happen here with our old friend, Jay.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we should officially introduce Jay at this point of the...
Yes. This is Jason. He's a very, very good friend of mine from childhood. And he's been with us, you know, just coming to shows and being awesome since the beginning.
True.
The beginning time.
Also writer and director of Spare Change.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And the first Cities Never Sleep Catastrophe. Mm-hmm. And the second.
Oh, dude, that one rips.
Yep.
Actually, both of those rip.
Yep. If you go on to our YouTube channel and look up Cities Never Sleep Catastrophe. Oh, he's got we're planning up a third potentially. We've been in talks because we've never completed the story, and I think there's a lot of questions that were left unanswered.
Yeah. We should probably put a link to the original.
Yeah, if I can it won't be clickable.
Okay.
Or at least
we can put it like in the YouTube description at least. So down below, I'm going to put a link to that other video, but it's a real treat. You get to see me as a 18-year-old lad in a slutty Robin costume.
Yep, at one point.
At one point.
Yeah.
You filmed that like what, 2009?
Yeah, that all seems that right. There was actually the date was put on the beginning of the video.
Yep.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I can look it up.
It's 10 plus 3 equals 13. I know that. It was
unlucky for some.
Unlucky for some. Yeah, and that was all the first one all filmed. Wasn't it all filmed on the MacBook?
Yeah, we used the MacBook camera, and actually, you know what? Kenny did the first one.
Yeah.
The guy who looked at my hand when I did the thing, for all you listening. But yeah, then Jason did the second one, and we made some truly disturbing content. It's still some of my favorite stuff because it makes me feel so uneasy still.
Was the second one the one with Rio?
Definitely upped our budget. Definitely upped the budget for the second one.
Yeah, that one, I mean, like the music, like the musical direction alone is so much better than that.
That's actually the first video that we ever got a copyright strike on YouTube for.
I'm still surprised it's still on the internet.
They haven't muted it, and they haven't actually put an official like strike on us. It was just like you can't monetize this.
Sorry, buddy.
Pretty sure it's on my page. I never got anything for it.
Nice. Well, yeah, I mean, so many possibilities of what we could do now.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of you I need to kill off, so.
Yeah,
it's true, yeah.
There's a whole new group of people we need to kill off.
There's still three of you standing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jay, I know that we lost the footage of this, but didn't you and me try to film our episode of Cribs?
We did, yeah.
I still have this.
Do you? You still have it. Oh my god, I need it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Sorry. Hold on. I just looked at it.
Yeah, because it was me like
October 3rd, 2008.
Eight o'clock.
Some deep cuts. I like had just graduated deep high school. Cuts. All right.
Sorry.
I still have everything from Kansas City to the one and two catastrophes, the Cities Never Sleep sitcom.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
A pile of terribleness.
Oh my god.
I would love to like put something together though with that. With you even. Because you probably have like have some sort of idea of like how to look through it and like find the good stuff.
It's all like edited down to like small videos. Little promos and all that stuff.
In the sitcom, I don't really remember the sitcom too well. I feel like I remember there was one moment where Grant, who was an old bass player of ours, was dancing through the woods. Wasn't he like skipping and dancing through the woods?
Yep, and we had his hair dryer and him doing this.
That's right.
Awesome. What was the point of the sitcom? Like, what was our goal?
I think it's the same story every time. We always put a camera to anywhere. It's just like, let's just hope for the best. And most of the time, nothing comes from it.
Yeah, I think that was it. Like, actually, you know what it was? Like, I think it was at the very beginning of, like, us, like, having the idea to try to do video stuff and be, like, beyond doing shows and such, just having like more of like an entertainment thing going.
Well, it was after we did Catastrophe and after we did the original Cribs.
Yeah. Which is still, I think that one's, wait, no, that one's made private recently. Someone did that. I bet it was Waldy. Did you do that, Waldy?
It sure as shit wasn't me. And don't worry, Waldy doesn't like our podcast. He won't watch this.
Yeah, we could totally talk so much shit behind his back right now. He would never know.
It would have to be like somebody would actually, you know, have to like relay it back to him.
Yeah.
But
inscripted to him.
I don't think he did. I don't think he's like.
No, I was mostly kidding, but I was just because he's not here. But I was.
No,
but
is it actually hidden though?
I don't know if it's hidden. I just know it's not public.
It should be public.
I don't think it's public.
I can look right now.
I'm looking right now.
Well, I'm on YouTube.
I'm also on YouTube.
Pat's our designated fact checker. Pat's normally the one that checks facts because he doesn't care about his browser history.
I forgot what I'm looking for.
This is also why Pat's the designated.
No. Okay, it's Rios Cribs. But it is private.
Well, I'll fix that right now. There's no reason for it to be private.
That's what I'm saying. I know that we also did get a copyright strike on that one.
Yeah,
that not a strike, but a warning. But they still play it because it's Rich Girl playing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Na 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 na.
Hey! Don't make me have to mute you.
I don't actually even see it on here.
It's at the very bottom.
Yeah, well, my last one is the bake sale. So, yeah, I was looking at it. I wasn't able to find it in the videos, but then I looked in our playlists, and it's sitting in the sketches area.
No, it's right at the bottom for me. All videos.
Yeah, see if you can go in there right now and just switch it back. I wasn't able to on here. So.
I'm going to need another dad pop here soon.
Uh-oh, Zoom's doing something on that computer.
Oh, yeah, Jake's going to double check us here. We at least still have the audio. We can just, like, run a black screen and put, like...
Still says recording.
What does it say?
The meeting has been upgraded by the host and now includes unlimited minutes.
We have unlimited minutes now.
Yeah, because I think it get kicked off after, like, 45 minutes, but I think during the quarantine they just bumped it up to forever.
Oh, Jay said that...
Oh, did you...
Jay said that during the quarantine, they're like increasing the number of minutes.
Oh wow!
Thanks.
I hear that. I don't know
if that's true. Thanks, Zoom.
Thanks, Zoom.
We're too lazy to. Well, Pat, fact check it.
I don't think that's really important.
Okay, the video is public now, so you can actually all go look at Rio's Cribs. It's
just that in there too.
It's pretty fantastic. Yeah, I'll put a link down there to that as well. It's one of my favorite videos we've done, for sure.
It's one of the best ones we've ever filmed on a MacBook as well.
That's true. I think Catastrophe is the best one though.
Catastrophe was filmed with two different cameras though.
It was the MacBook.
It was the MacBook, and it was one of our other cameras. It was a camera of mine because if you look at the footage. Like it switches from like two different things. When we're outside and had to zoom up into the house, you couldn't do that with the MacBook.
You can do that in editing.
But we didn't. We used another camera.
Yeah, I feel like I remember one of them being like a really cheesy like 90s death lens type, like super wide angle.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That was like my camera that I had.
Yeah. I think it was mine, but I don't remember.
It was totally one of ours.
Yeah, it was definitely a camera and a MacBook that we spliced together.
It's definitely a camera that we filmed it.
Yeah, the second one was shot on was it like flip camera or whatever it was?
Kenny had an HD flip.
How did he have the flip at that point?
I think it was Kenny's.
What happened to that flip?
Oh, that thing got murdered, just destroyed, I'm fairly positive.
Good. Sounds about right.
We actually have one of those here at the studio too. It is every time I see it, I just get like a little bit sick.
That on like back when that flip originally came out, that thing was like revolutionary though.
Yeah,
it was pretty sweet, but I've never had more problems with anything.
Super
Did you see that just now?
No.
My beer just moved on its own. I'm not kidding.
Was it? Did it have something to do with the magnet?
I don't. No, oh, you just did it again. It's Whoa. Doing. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh. It's no, point it down more. Point it down more. We gotta show that we're like not doing this.
What the fuck is?
Oh my god!
Stop. Is it moving?
I think we caught a little bit of it moving, like on the camera. I think I saw it, but
I think it does have something to do with this magnet.
I don't think so, dude. It's not magnetic.
Oh, it's aluminum, yeah.
Right. Dude, that was fucking awesome.
So
you saw it here first.
Was it sliding because it, there was, you know, condensation on glass?
Don't ruin this for him, Pat.
We're not going to answer that.
Oh, yeah, so all that Kansas City stuff was filled up.
Yeah, sorry, what?
All that Kansas City stuff that we were there for, like, what, a week or whatever it was, that's all filmed on MacBook, too.
Yep. That's right, yeah.
With what Grant or Cities Never Showers, that video.
Yeah.
Cities Never Showers.
Yeah, have you here?
See that.
I'll show Jake while we're.
I can watch it later. Nope. We're doing a podcast.
No, we're not.
The best thing to do in a podcast is watch someone else watch something.
Yeah.
It's all around.
We're not a high budget operation. We can't like put the video.
I'm pretty sure the music in it is ours as well, so we don't have to worry about it.
All that stuff. Yeah.
It's really not like. Anything too special. It's just about the fact that, like, our buddy Josh Barber, the studio that he was at didn't have, like, a shower. We didn't really have anywhere to go to shower. So we showered like heathens, you know, we took horse baths.
Yeah, like in a sink, yeah.
This was a little bit different. We just kind of bucketed him. Love
you. Love your fucking mouth.
I did in my shoulder.
Hey, how long is this? I'll watch this later.
You don't want to see Grant's luscious locks? Oh, by the way, Pat, Grant tried calling me back once and I missed it.
How long ago was that? Like, how late to the party was he?
He called me back quite some time after I had called him. But to be fair, I didn't call him back.
To be fair?
Well, to be fair, though, we were filming a podcast, which may or may not get aired as a short
one. Hold on. Hey.
It's on our end. Say that again, Pat.
I was saying, to be fair, we were we called him during a podcast that may or may not get aired. And we were trying to call him to ask him a question.
Yeah.
And he called back like a month later.
I don't think it was a month, but
weeks.
It wasn't that day for sure.
This mic stand's gonna drive me crazy.
Did you?
Might go handheld in a minute. We'll see.
What? Where are you going now?
I gotta grab a dad pop.
He's grabbing a dad pop. Grab me one while you're at it.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah. Anyways, I swear to God, we're good.
You doing okay over there, pal?
Doing all right now.
Okay, that's good. What's everybody drinking? What you got there, guys? What you got, Jay?
It's got some Surly.
Ben Hop.
Ben Hop, nice.
I've got a big old Duluth cider.
Solid.
Trailside.
Sounds about right.
I figured during the quarantine I was going to stop drinking, but I have about 27 of these boxes laying around my house. So.
They're a mini fridge.
Why would you stop drinking? Now's the time to start.
Oh. I hate these headphones. Struggling.
So, I was going to actually, since Jay had brought up Kansas City, I was going to bring up a moment.
It's warm in here, huh?
Joe wasn't really there for us, so he doesn't even need to be here so much.
Yeah.
Jay, do you remember the Miracle Mile?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Would Pat try to kill all of us?
What?
I will go into Kansas City and... that could kill all of us.
I drove down separately, so like I've only heard the tale.
Yeah. Errol, Jake, have I ever told you about the Miracle Mile?
I think so. So you lost a trailer wheel or something?
No. So we're driving down to Kansas City to start recording How the Midwest Was Won.
Yeah.
And Joe drove down separately. I don't remember why.
I think it had to do with me having to work.
Okay. So Joe drove down separately. So me, Jay, and Rio, Grant drove with you, didn't he?
Yeah, actually, the reason I drove down separately was because you guys did the drum tracking initially without us to just get a head start on it, because Josh was like, we don't need everybody in there.
He just didn't want Joe there.
Yeah. Well, no, I hadn't met Josh yet.
He got a nice studio mansion and played mini golf and stuff, and then you guys showed up and ruined it all.
Was that? No, that was the... Was that where we recorded that?
What?
The drums, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, we did just the drums in the mansion, yeah.
Yeah.
So on our way down, it was me, Jay, and Rio. And at one point in time, I had fallen asleep, and I was riding shotgun. And then I woke up, and I freaked out, and I just grabbed the wheel. Oh, I just pulled it. And I just ripped it, and we drove into like the median, and it was like we were in the median. I wouldn't let go of the wheel for like about a mile, and we call it the Miracle Mile because it was pretty much the only mile stretch of that highway that didn't have shit in it.
It wasn't under construction or anything. Yeah.
And
why did you grab the wheel?
Dude, I was asleep. I don't know. I woke up and I freaked out. I was like still asleep, and I pulled. I thought we were like
going off. That's like real fall asleep, right?
And I was trying to save us. In fact, I was killing us almost.
You were, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to let you.
Not letting go of the wheel.
Yeah, I wouldn't let go of the wheel.
And you guys don't let me drive.
He wasn't driving.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Imagine him behind the wheel. Dude, you should see Pat. Like recently his thing is like to get super angry at people like for no reason, like while driving the van. And he's offended by spike tires.
Dude, fuck spike tires, man.
Offended by spike tires.
They do chew up the like studded tires, like.
No, like those. Oh, remember the semis?
Yeah, the semis with the lug nuts that are spiked. Yeah,
Pat was just losing his mind, bitching about the spike tires.
Yeah,
fuck those, man! They're trying to kill us.
Pat's like that. Remember
from the Miracle Mile is I'm just calmly in the back listening to "Can't Take My Eyes Off You" as we're careening towards this bridge, and it's going like, "Yeah, this is about right."
As you're in a death trap, just listening to some tunes in the back. Yeah. That's rough. I remember that story now.
I'm glad I missed that. I drove down and it was really, really boring.
Just the beginning of that week was pretty solid.
Yeah, that was a good time recording because we, we had the mansion. We were playing some mini putt-putt.
It's where we all discovered Four Locos.
Oh, yeah. That was the beginning.
That was probably back when they still had, like, caffeine in them, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Raw and filthy.
You had heroin in there. Like, it was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You drank one of them, and you were just insane.
And I definitely drank more than one of them when we were doing it.
We just wake up, and it's just scattered. It's a graveyard of cans.
What happened?
We're all just shaking, like, ugh.
It was a time for sure.
I still have all those videos sitting on my iTunes right here. So,
wow,
dude, no, we got to do something drink, with that.
Oh, I need to see that stuff so bad.
Yeah, I love the fact that you've just held on to all of this fucking footage.
Didn't we do a lot of it on like physical tape?
Yeah, it's the only thing I still use tape. So,
gotcha.
Nice. Well, what we should do when this quarantine is finally over, we can have like a special edition of the podcast where we just go over to Jay's place and we have like a screening of all the cringy shit from back in the day.
And then like I can bring the video switcher so we can like pop it on the screen and do the thing. Oh, yeah. This sounds so fun.
Yeah, I think you can do it like this.
Oh, cool.
Like the share screen thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what has music or not, so I don't. Yeah.
Gotcha. Should we take the risk?
Yeah. Why not? I will. Fuck it.
You should play something. Can I? Do I have to give you permission to do that? Or can you? Oh.
You can watch Armageddon.
let's just do that. You were starting to like get all stretchy.
Well, hey there. My name's Grant from Cities Never Sleep, and studio doesn't have a shower. So, lucky for me, I have my own personal hairstylist wherever I go. Let's go meet him.
This is actually on our YouTube right here. Now.
He plays drums, and you want to help me with this? This is how we take showers.
Oh, such a beautiful relationship we've always had.
First, you must moisten the Murray.
This is a Kansas City shower.
Moisten the Murray.
You want to leave those glasses on?
Yeah, we might as well.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta moisten the Murray.
Oh, yeah.
Moisten the Murray.
Moisten the Murray.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I forgot he actually shampooed him, too.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm getting it in with garbage can.
Oh, yeah.
It's very apparent when I flew off. All right, moisten more.
I don't remember this being this long.
I don't either.
Oh, it's in my eyes.
Oh, no. The worst has happened.
He's still sudsy, right? He hasn't been.
Oh,
that was so tender. Did you see that?
Grant's like glistening in the sun, too.
See, the nice thing about this is I don't have to do anything. I just stand here.
That
is
fun.
You ever come out to a show and you need a shower, just bring your own shampoo.
I would like fixated right now.
Okay.
That right there. Get a shot of this.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Little Woody the Woodpecker status.
All right, would you say you're well done?
Oh, he's thorough, well dude. Done. He's been like, this has been fast forwarding a couple times here, and he's still going.
We're just
going
like, to
be lathering.
I don't think we need the repeat today. Normally, this is a 7-second.
Still like a minute left, too.
All right, this time.
Maybe I won't put the link for this video strictly because we're watching it this entire time.
Yeah,
put that link in.
I'll put the link in.
Get them views.
Yeah, I just put the link in the bottom. You know, the thing is, though, the good friend would have helped them get the undercarriage.
Yeah, but you can't put that on YouTube. That happened,
it's
maybe.
True, yeah.
We don't know what they did after this was done.
He's shaking for a while.
That's the view.
That's the shaking of a young man right there. If I tried to shake like that right now, I'd wake up like paralyzed tomorrow.
Just cranking.
Well, that's how we take showers in Kansas City.
Jake, you got something that's not on our YouTube? Jake, I just called you Jake. Jay.
Not sure. I haven't seen your YouTube in a while, so.
I'll let you know if it's on there.
I have all these interviews.
No.
Yeah,
I have promotions for Pat's solo album.
Oh, he could use those right now. He's releasing all that shit.
Nice.
I have one of them.
Do you have the sitcom stuff?
I do. That's what I was going to play, yeah.
Okay.
Going to have to do share again. Hold on.
And, yeah. I'm excited. This is going to be nice.
Like, none of this is in order. It's just random clips, I think.
That's
Whoa. Wait, how do I...
What are you doing?
Trying to... Oh, there you go. All
right. Possibly turn that down.
Can you imagine how small that face screen's going to be on the... Yeah, phone. It's going to be so tiny. We should probably make it bigger.
I tried.
Did you? Hold on.
Oh, God. So what is happening?
Where's Bob?
Okay.
Oh! Hey, Ramsey's here. So, Cameron, today, you've been practicing? What on God's green earth are you two up to? Your ruckus has ruined my painting. I've been working for months on this.
Well, Grant, I think the real question is, why are you using my paint set without me?
Whatever, Joe. You don't have a paint set. I have a paint set that I brought from my room. You don't even have an outfit.
You got me this time, Murray.
Just the same laugh track over and over again.
You got me this time.
What do you have to say about this rear end?
Record laughing track?
Dude, I can't hear it.
Yeah, I can't really hear it either.
Pat, I can't really hear you for shit.
What did Not Kathy really. Do to deserve this?
How about now?
Yeah, but that's better.
What? You also look great.
Sweet Jesus, you named your first.
Young Pat.
He was more than just a straightener. He was a defender of hair that is naturally unruly. He was a champion. He was my champion. He stood up for the things he believed in. He stood up for Beyonce when she was robbed. Rob the music video of the year! He was there! He was there.
No, this is it.
No montage for the straightener.
Watch me jerk, it's part of the grieving process.
why did we release this? The fuck? I don't remember this at all.
No, we could still.
Can we release it all now, even though Grant's not in the band?
We really should.
Yes, I am okay, and I'm sure Grant's okay.
Did we break his straightener for this?
I think it was one of our girlfriends, but yeah, we broke the shit out of that.
And that's how I met your mother.
Oh my God, this is amazing. This is way funnier than I remember it being. Dude, in 2008, this would have killed.
On friend requests. Yeah, I think I'll accept.
Also, the I ring the bells picture. Yeah.
Look at fly all the time, never gonna lose it, never gonna lose it! Oh, wow, who is this cute blonde? Who is this cute blonde? Oh! It's cute. She's getting me all excited.
Hey, buddy!
This is... I'm going to cringe into infinity.
Joe, did I tell you about interrupting me during time?
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy. I just can't stay away from you.
Keep it turned up all the way, Jay.
Luminous and cool draws me in like the fly, unaware of the bug zapper of awesomeness and swag.
I understand, my son.
This is kind of painful to watch.
Counting money.
What the fuck? Oh, okay. I broke the straight line.
What have you done?
Guys, that's so good. Why did that never see the light
what
of day?
What the fuck?
I feel like that's so much better than our videos now.
We never finished it. I think there's supposed to be like each person was supposed to have like their cut of the what happened.
Dude, if it mm-hmm. ended right there, just like it did, it would have been fantastic.
Yeah, that's
oh,
true.
We had three different stories, but then Joe did completely destroyed the straightener first take. So.
Okay, so you gotta send me that video so I can like put the audio over the top when it's like on the screen.
Yeah.
Dude, that was really funny though. But I think the whole point of the, because it was supposed to be like a 20-minute actual sitcom. I think that was our full intent for that. So
we made it a lot farther than I remembered us making it.
Right. But it was supposed to have Grant, and then it was Rio, and then it was supposed to have Joe's story of like what happened and how it led to this, and then my story of how it led to.
Got you. So the reason I was all stupid is because that was Rio's perspective.
Yeah.
Got
you. That was Rio's perspective. Yep.
Got you. It's not as cringy anymore, I guess.
You know, it'd be really funny to finish it. Now.
If we do the City's Never sitcom, we need to make it as cringy as possible.
Super easy.
Can we have Jay like film and direct it too? Like all these videos are so good, man.
We should.
Oh, that's. I think I have like 25 videos sitting here, like looking at them right now.
Yeah, pull up some deep cuts.
Ugh.
Aren't these all deep cuts?
They yeah, sure man. Are. I haven't seen
I like
my chin
watching.
For years.
Yeah, I forgot that when I met you, you didn't have a beard at all.
Yeah.
But it seems so weird. Did I have a beard when I met you?
It was all short.
Right. Yeah. I'll be back. I have to pee.
Okay.
Fair.
Godspeed.
Just helping people get right there.
Your shit's cutting out.
Who, me?
Yeah.
How about now?
That's better, I guess. You didn't do anything. You just stood there and. I guess that's a good.
I mean, there's really not much I can do about it.
No, that's true.
Work.
Yeah, you know, you don't have that big dick internet.
I guess.
Walked
not.
In the room and heard big dick internet.
That's very, very, very clear. I said it.
I heard it.
Just because you're not here doesn't mean we can't fight. Now I have to pee.
I apparently broke everybody's steel.
Yeah. Well, Joe and I are like four in at this point. Three.
Jay's just like, I don't need to leave. I've just been peeing myself the whole time.
I'm not even wearing pants. I'm not doing laundry. Yeah. Right to the floor.
You must have watched Jay. You must have watched episode 2 and gotten Waldy's idea of the what was it? The Papa Kathy, the catheter.
Oh, I did get that far into it, but I didn't finish it. But yeah, Papa Kathy.
Yeah, it was Waldy's million-dollar idea. That one was full of million-dollar ideas.
So many.
But oh, we should probably address that. Jay was the very first subscriber to our podcast on Podbean.
True, on Podbean.
So thanks.
I use Podbean every day, so.
Nice. I will say that our subscribers have gone up by 100% since then.
Good.
I guess I'll agree with that, even though I don't know exactly
what for the best.
Talking about. Yeah.
Well, I followed ourselves from the City's Never Sleep Podbean. You can do that. So now we have two subscribers.
Oh, that's exciting news.
I do that math right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. You carry the one on top of the other one.
To make another one.
And it makes another one, yeah. But combined, they're like two.
That's like what the Beatles taught me.
Yeah.
That's what the Beatles taught you?
One plus one plus one. Oh, you guys do have two, and you guys, your episodes have been listened to 6 times.
Yeah. Well, listen to, I hope more, but they've been downloaded only 6 times.
Yeah.
What's that?
Downloaded 6 times.
On Podbean, our stats. Word. So Spotify won't let us put our podcast up until we have 3 episodes.
And this should be the 4th.
Yeah.
It should be. And if it's not...
Something seriously went wrong.
Yeah, if it's not, you know what you need to do. This may be the last time you ever hear from me. I'm leaving simple instructions for you going forward.
This could potentially be episode 5. There's a 4th.
There is a 4th, but I haven't looked through it yet, and I remember just feeling awful about it after we finished.
Yeah, and it was only like 25 minutes, I feel like.
No, we talked for a while.
It's an hour long. I have an hour's worth of footage on my phone.
Okay. Still. Okay. We should probably, at some point, we should talk about how everyone met, unless we already did that, and I'm just drunk.
We have not done that. Why don't we do that now? Because right now we're kind of just like...
Yeah, we're sitting in silence for a bit.
We're dawdling.
Dawdling.
Yeah.
So let's start with, because obviously Joe and Jay met first.
I think we were like 13.
Yeah, we were at a golf thing. It was like a golf day camp that happened like once a week, and we would just go there, and like there was a pro at the course who would just give us lessons, and we would just go out and play golf. And Jay and I, like at the time, I'm pretty sure you were still living at Two Harbors, and then you like moved, and then we like were going to elementary school together after that. Or like,
yeah, I'm pretty sure like my mom didn't know what to do with me on Fridays, so she's just like, fucking go there.
Just go play golf. I don't know. People do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was free, so.
That's what tons of elementary school kids do.
We used to play a lot of golf. It was crazy.
Golf's fun, man.
And Joe used to work at the golf, so it was like free. So.
Yeah, and that was actually the only job I've ever been fired from was the golf course. I showed up like 3.5 hours late. Dude, it was the scariest thing. So my boss... God bless her soul. She's an amazing person, but she's this like scary short Scottish lady. And
they have those.
I'm not even sure she was Scottish, like, but she seemed like it. Like, but she seemed like it. She gave me some real Scottish vibes. But but I showed up 3.5 hours late to work, and I pulled into the parking lot, and she was waiting there in her golf cart for me. Just 3.5 hours late, and she's just sitting there, and then she's like, get in the cart.
I'm like, taking a drive. Okay.
So I get in the cart, and she proceeds.
And then the slowest ride away ever.
She drives me around the course.
3 miles an hour.
Like, we drove the whole 18, and she just, like, chewed me an asshole the whole time. And, like,
and then fired
just told
you?
Me how and told me how terrible I was, and then dropped me off and said, you're fired.
Why didn't you just... She could have saved herself a trip around the fucking golf course.
I think she just wanted to like really like teach me a lesson.
Oh yeah.
She wanted to make it dramatic, and plus she didn't really have a lot going on. That was her whole day. Yeah. So she had to make it stretch out.
Yeah, she had to go pick up the garbage cans after that, because she definitely didn't make me do it. So
I feel like the scariest thing would have been if she had just like driven you around the entire golf course in silence, though.
That would have been way scarier. Yeah.
Just making eye contact with you the whole time. Like,
so what's up? Shut your fucking mouth.
No, dude, I think the scariest thing she could have done in that moment was just like not made any eye contact and just continue to drive in a straight line no matter what.
Just through like just some like, sand traps.
Just shaking her head.
Just like, hand. Look out, there's trees coming.
through a small pond in a sand trap, like
careening towards a cliff somewhere. No, it was, that was definitely like the first time I was like, I'm a piece of shit.
It took that long.
There were many more.
Since then,
15 years and one long golf cart ride away. That's all it takes.
It was a beautiful ride, though.
And before that happened, Joe was a straight A student. He was really good. He just followed all of the rules. And she fucking broke you, bud.
Yeah, it's true. I got into punk rock bands after that, and
I don't think anything was really like. We weren't like big troublemakers. We were just dumb and got ourselves into a lot of shit. Like we got kicked out of school. Me, you, and Kenny. He's back again.
We'll have him on at some point.
We all got kicked out for different things, but at the same time, mine was fucking terrible, and I probably shouldn't have got the same amount for you guys. But that's how serious they took it. So.
What'd you do? I don't even remember what I did, but I remember Kenny drew a penis on the desk.
Yeah, and he drew a penis on the desk.
Classic.
Wasn't yours like?
It was a good one though, too. Kenny's like, he's an artist, so it was like super bad status.
It was traced.
Yeah, he brought in like one of those light boxes.
On the desk, he has had it flopped out and was just tracing it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's a cock out.
We had no real problem with male nudity, so.
No.
Nope.
So that isn't what Joe got kicked out for.
No.
What'd you get?
I don't remember what I got kicked out for.
JD? I think it was like missing classes or just whatever. It could have been.
Yeah, it was probably something like that. I didn't go to school a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't either. I was a bad kid.
I wasn't a terrible kid, but like towards the end of my like junior, senior year, I just like didn't go.
Yeah, he was you were working in Duluth at the time. And
oh, yeah. I was driving back and forth.
How'd you even pull that off in like a small town?
Well, okay, so it's like, it was like a lot easier because like we were just kind of like, hey, I'm just going to be like working. I got a job and I've never been a bad student sort of thing. Like, can you let me turn my homework in on different deadlines or something if we stay in good contact with the teacher? And so
they're like, oh, you got a job at the mine. That works. Yeah. Great.
That's what we're training you for. I got a job an hour away from where I went to high school. So it was like fucking, it was long drives after school. And then coming back, I'd be like just falling asleep in my truck, like on the windy ass roads, like
getting out of school and then probably record breaking trips to Duluth.
Yeah. Cause I'd work like at 4 o'clock. We'd get out of school at like 2:50 and we were just, there were some trips where we were driving so fast. I couldn't even believe we weren't just like starting to lift off the road.
Going through that blizzard in your truck and all window and I crawled out of it and I was wearing nothing but snow goggles and I had the camera and he's like 80 miles an hour. This blizzard is flying.
No exaggeration. Like we were really, really pushing some boundaries at the time. I remember this is some terrifying shit. This is like, you guys think I'm crazy now. Like when I was like a teenager, I was just outrageous. Like I would drive home like sometimes from work and I would get so tired that I would start like dozing off the wheel and there was nothing. I tried like singing super loud. I tried the thing where you scream your name like over and over again. Like I've tried like everything the internet had to offer and like what eventually ended up working for me was I would just drive and then I would just like when I started falling asleep, I would jerk the wheel super fast and like the car would like start doing weird shit and I'd have to like wake up and recover from it. And then I'd start falling asleep like 10 minutes later, I'd do it again. Like,
so the way to not crash was to almost crash.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I remember you eating a lot of, was it bird seeds and popcorn to stay awake?
The popcorn, yeah, dude. My truck was just littered with popcorn because I would just shove it into my mouth and be like, I'm as cold as I feel it in a sack. Just falling asleep the whole time, just like, why are you like this? Dude, I swear to God, like, I was like, ready to die at a very early age because I was like, I can't stay awake. I have to go back to school. I don't know what else to do. I'm a fucking 16-year-old kid. So, dude, I took it way more seriously than I should have, and I got myself into some pretty hairy situations.
Yeah, so right after school and stuff, we would come up to Duluth, and we would go skate and stuff, and you would go play in bands and
work in
a lot of Encounter.
Oh, yeah.
Skate park, yeah.
Encounter. Does that skate park still exist?
Yeah.
I think it's like a Christian thing.
It's always been like a youth center, but I think like they're still doing, I think the skate park's still open and everything. Well, I mean, obviously not right now, but.
Yeah. I think the skate park's still open, yeah.
I feel like they're still doing concerts too. I don't think Cities has played there a whole lot. Maybe once,
a couple times, I think.
I don't know, dude. I don't think we've ever played the Red Room.
We never played the Red Room, like the original Red Room, or
we're talking about the upstairs.
No, the little one.
The little one, yeah.
The original one upstairs was fucking awesome.
Oh, it was pretty cool. It was the best Duluth had to offer at the time.
I remember liking that shit. No, it was good. Nice stage.
I remember I played there with like my first pop punk band. We played with Ace Troubleshooter. That was cool.
I remember going there and seeing my first concert, and I saw the bass player of like some band do a backflip off his bass cabinet. I was just like, what the fuck just happened?
That's what I want to do.
Dude, yeah, I had this like thing where I wanted to do it, but I like never had the balls.
You can't bounce around on stage without falling, Joe. That's
true.
Or kicking a speaker off stage.
Yeah,
I remember we tried to like teach you how to do like the guitar spin, and then
oh, I can do a bitch toss.
Scary.
I'm really good at the bitch toss. The only problem with it is it like rashes your neck. Really badly.
Why don't you do it?
Oh, then that's the over this way.
Yeah.
Number one, I don't have my guitar here.
I didn't mean
that's
right
the
now.
Only number.
You'd get tangled in the cables, and or you'd hit Pat because he'd
if I didn't have a wireless, it would be a disaster.
If he,
okay,
if
yeah.
he tried
you don't
to
have
do
to do
the
that.
Bitch during one of our shows. Jake, one of us would die.
Dude, I did a bitch toss in one of my older bands. Like, it was a thing I would do every once in a while.
I know Grant did it a lot.
Yeah, Grant
did do it, didn't he?
Yeah, I saw some videos. He was really good at it, too.
He did it backwards, though.
Yeah.
I do mine, like, forwards.
Yeah, he did it, like, ass and waist.
Yeah.
Is that the difference between a bitch toss and a non?
Huh?
So the difference between a bitch toss and a non-bitch toss as you go this way? If you're not a
bitch?
I don't
know. I've just always ever heard it called a bitch toss. And actually, I do mine from the butt upwards. And then I think Grant does his, like, he grabs the neck and whips it down.
Yeah.
If you go the ass end first, you got all the speed and all the weight. If you go with your head first, half the time it slams into the ground.
So have you guys, I absolutely have done this once where I was trying to do the bitch toss with my custom guitar that I had made when I was younger, and I absolutely like threw it, like yeeted it. And it did not break. It did really well. but I absolutely like chucked my guitar into infinity once.
I have seen that happen before.
It's a scary feeling. You just watch it in air and you're just like, it just gets slow motion. That's my best slow motion, like, music, I guess.
Good slow motion music.
See, I think I don't do those things because I'm equally as clumsy as you. I just, like, no, I'm aware of that.
That can't be true. I don't think anybody's matched in clumsiness of Joe.
I think I'm close. I know my limits.
I don't know, brother.
So Joe by himself in an empty room, it'll be trash and broken by like minute 12.
That's true.
Yeah. Joe was born to break boundaries. So
yeah.
He'll walk in, he'll have a hole in his hand, and he's like, I don't know.
Yeah, what happened?
I mean, he's got a fucking stick in his hand right now.
Fuck it.
One throws a frisbee like Joe.
And I knew the stick was in my hand the whole time. I did.
Yeah.
I've been saying it for weeks.
He has. Sure.
I can't wait to get it out, though. I feel like it's going to be like taking a big...
Such a bump.
Dude, yeah, it's pretty gnarly. Because here's my other hand. Here, hold on. I'll go sideways.
So
hold it up like right to the camera. I mean, it is pretty gnarly.
So are you going to do like...
Like, look at that, dude. It's so disgusting.
That's fine. Are you going to be like put under for this? Or are you just like... Are you going to get to watch them have surgery on your hand?
No, that was one of the options. He said, like, we could do this like three ways. And I'm like, all right, I like options. Dude, my doctor's been so funny through this whole thing. Like, the first thing that happened was I had my MRI, or like, he was like, all right, he looked at it and kind of pushed on it a little bit. That, like, the first time I saw him, and he was like, okay, so, you know, we could either do an MRI or I could just open it up. And I was like,
just start digging.
I was like, I don't know. Why don't we do the medical scan first before you go like play an operation?
Hold on
to
his pocket knife.
Yeah. In hindsight, I kind of wish I would have just let him go in there because I knew deep down
surgery. Yeah.
But like,
we can't do it here. Meet me in the back.
But so then, like, then after that, he was like, all right, so we got to do surgery, basically. Like, he showed me the MRI, and there's a big ass stick in my hand. So he's like, all right, we got a couple options. I can do full sedation. We can numb your arm, take it out, do the thing, or I can just numb your arm and you can look away.
And I was, film it.
I was just like, yeah, I should have him film it. Do you think I can do that?
We should try. Dude. Yeah, I'll come with you.
Is that against YouTube policy?
No.
Okay, so yeah, but either way, he keeps giving me like options, and one of them's like a witch doctor option, and the other one's like a normal doctor option.
Take all three.
Yeah, get a stick in your other hand and try.
Yeah.
Has he given you the option to surgery without numbing it? Just grin, bear it.
Yeah.
He said that one of the options was to just numb it and go for it.
What are you going to do?
His hands in a bottle of whiskey.
I'm picturing a doctor said go for it. Yeah. Like, let's just go for it. See what happens.
Let's just do it. I've done this a few times before.
Your doctor seems awesome, but super unprofessional.
No, that's the part about it that like makes me even more like, it's like a weird like mixture of trust and terror. Like, I'm just like, if I knew my shit, I'd probably be like offering shortcuts too. You know what I'm saying? Just like,
doctor should never be giving you shortcuts.
You don't really need to do it that way.
So we got the stick out, but I put a spoon in there. All right.
Just like, yeah, you know, made you an ornament. Thank you.
I left you a present when you do your own surgery on your hand.
I'm gonna try to have him keep the stick, though.
We should do it now.
I really want it. Yeah, we could.
Yeah, make this podcast go up.
It's so lumpy. But I think I'm gonna just be like, just whatever you do, don't throw that thing away. I really want it. Like, because I have this. Do you remember my tooth, Jay? I had that tooth that I had pulled out of my head that I kept and just like had around.
Oh, yeah, you just had it around.
What do you mean by that?
Whatever falls out of Joe's body, he just keeps.
Yeah, I had this tooth that I would just like, I would just pull it out every once in a while. And dude, it was gnarly. It had like three normal roots, and one of them was like twisting into like in figure eight. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was the life tree of
teeth. Did you just keep it in your pocket?
I had it in my pocket for a while, and then I decided that like the risk of losing it was too great. So I had I now keep it in a dish on my desk that it's still there.
It's still just a dish.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I'll try to remember to bring it for the next podcast, I guess.
I think you should just start making necklaces.
That's what I said.
Out of the one tooth.
No, out of all the shit you get pulled out of you.
Yeah, your hand stick.
Just a hand stick and a tooth would be great.
Maybe a bracelet.
Yeah. Those are the only two things I've ever had removed from me. Medically. We made it pretty good into this one without talking about butt stuff, though. So,
oh yeah,
there it is.
That it's was only a matter of time. Really.
The first introduction of the butt stuff to the
show, though. Let's say you need your appendix out. You're going to keep that.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. I mean, is there any sort of like structure to an appendix?
Yeah, you can make like a fanny pack out of it.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of
a coin purse.
Dude, you could make the fanny pack and keep your tooth and stick in it.
That'd be a great gross
place. Gross. You'd
never lose it. Keep your tooth and stick in it.
I'm going to be a disgusting old man.
You're not going to make it to old man. You're going to be walking around with one leg and a bunch of shit that's made out of your skin.
What? Wait, what?
He's going to have one leg hanging over his fucking shoulder and...
Okay, hold on. We gotta stop for a sec here. Let's